The Gatekeeper. From the moment he began using the disciplines on his yellow sheet, Rich was continually narrowing the scope of his responsibilities to a core set of activities. One of the areas that he most adamantly insisted on being involved in and which had a profound connection to each of the four disciplines was the hiring of new employees. More than a third of Rich's 55-hour work weeks, 50 was just not realistic for him, was spent interviewing potential hires. Initially, he insisted on seeing every candidate who cleared the first round of interviews. As the company grew, he limited himself to senior managers and partners. Even this proved to be a strain, but one that Rich gladly endured. In addition to the time he dedicated to interviews, every other Monday morning he spent 2 full hours with new hires, welcoming them to the company and orienting them to the Telegraph way of life. He then spent another couple of hours with current employees, listening to their ideas and concerns. At least once a year, Rich's guardian-like executive assistant, Karen, pleaded with him to cut back on both of these activities so he could enjoy a more manageable schedule, but he wouldn't hear of it. Other than running his weekly staff meetings, Rich felt that his involvement in hiring and orientation was one of his most important roles. As a result of Rich's diligence and focus, the company rarely made bad hires, at least not at a senior level. His team strongly believed that this was one of the reasons Telegraph had become a great company. But even great companies make mistakes. Asleep at the gate. Contrary to the beliefs of outsiders, media, competitors, even his own friends, Rich's success was not as easy to maintain as it looked. Even with his more manageable schedule, he was constantly focused on the list and immersing himself in one or more of the four disciplines. It was a regimen he gladly accepted. But every human being gets tired, and after 8 years of running the company, Rich O'Connor had become very tired. So, with some urging from his wife, he agreed to take a sabbatical of sorts, 6 weeks with his family at Lake Tahoe. No email, no conference calls. The only connection to work would be a weekly 15-minute update from his trustworthy COO, Tom Givens. When Tom called just after 3 days at the lake, Rich knew it must be important.
"Hey, I'm sorry to do this. I know we're supposed to talk on Tuesdays, but I need your going."